こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとに問題を出題している宿題プランは、バイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。アップルのアップストアか Google プレイストアで、無料でダウンロードできます。1個目、サイエンスに掲載された UCSF の研究で、レム睡眠中に目がキョロキョロと動くのは、脳が作り出した夢の中の世界を実際に目で追っているためであることが明らかになりました。研究ではまず、マウスの脳内の頭の向きに関連する細胞を特定し、その活動を観察することで、マウスがどの方向に向かっていると認識しているかをコンパスのように把握することに成功しました。細胞の活動と同時に実際の目の動きもモニターしたところ、覚醒時と同様、レム睡眠中も目の動きとコンパスの方向が正確に一致していました。研究を率いたマッシモ・スカンジャーニ博士は、脳が蓄積した経験をもとにどのように自己をアップデートしているのかを理解することが重要ですと述べています。
According to a study published in Science by researchers at UCSFThe eye movement during REM sleep occurs when the person sleeping is looking at things in the dream world. In the study, researchers identified nerve cells within the mouse brain, which communicate the direction the mouse's head is facing, and paired the cell's activity with a compass-like indicator. Using this, they discovered that during sleep, the direction indicated by the head direction cells was correlated to the eye movements during REM sleep. Study lead Massimo Scanziani,stated the following: It's important to understand how the brain updates itself based on accumulated experiences.
そう、このやり方天才かよって思っちゃったんだけど、すごくない？レム睡眠中に夢を見てるっていうのはもう1950年代ぐらいから分かってて、ただなんで目が動いてるのかっていうのが謎だったんだよね。で、いろんな仮説があって、まあ、ランダムに目を動かしてまぶたが乾かないようにしてるんじゃないかとか、で、あとは、まあ、今回みたいに夢を目で追ってるんじゃないかっていう仮説もあったんだけど、それを確認する方法がなかった、だから過去にはその被験者が寝てる時にその人の目の動きの方向を全部記録して、起こして今夢でどこ見てたって聞くしかないみたいな。だけど寝ぼけてるし、こう変な結果になっちゃって無理だったんだって。だから今回みたいに、こう脳の中でどこの方向を見てるっていう認識してるかっていうのと、実際の目の動きを同時にチェックするっていう方法。
Do you know exactly how they were monitoring those cells? Probably some invasive way that's not easy to do with humans, right? I mean,
I would think so.
Just guessing, but do you know what rapid eye movement sleep behavior disorder is? It's called RBD.
No. What's that?
It's a parasomnia disorder characterized by dream enactment behavior during REM sleep. So some people who have this disorder, when they enter REM sleep, they start punching and kicking and thrashing and talking, and dream behaviors start to be expressed in their through their muscles. So there's
That's
something called REM sleep atonia, and atonia refers to just this relaxation of all your muscles. So it seems like REM sleep atonia does not apply to your eyes, right?
そう、だからそれが不思議でさ、そのなんで目だけなのかっていう、その体は動かないわけじゃん。で、首とかも別に動かなくて、目、眼球だけが動いて、その目の景色を追ってるっていう場合、逆になんで目だけは動かさないといけないのかっていうかさ、その夢の中で当然体を動かしたり首を回したりとかし、首回してないのかな、わかんないけど、まあ、体を動かしてると思うんだけど、別に何の不自由もなく夢の中で動けてるわけじゃん。実際は動いてないけど、ただ 目玉だけは動かさないといけないのかというか、逆にそのレム睡眠中に 目が動くことができない人っているのかな。その今マイケルが言ったレム睡眠中に体が動いちゃう人っていうのはいるわけじゃん。目と体がどっちも動いちゃう、うん、逆にその動かせない人っているのかな。
I think that wouldn't be called REM sleep. So can you dream without it being REM sleep? And I think the answer is probably yes, but
so eyes always have to move in order for you to fall into the REM state.
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
So,
but you know, I think it's possible to look at things in a dream without moving your eyes in reality. But I'm not completely sure about that. But we do know that when you do move your eyes, it's because you're looking at things in dreams. Right.
Yeah. So then like the next question will be like, why do you have to move your eyes? Like, why do eyes have to move? You know, why can't they just be resting just like the rest of your body, right? So, まあなんかこんな感じでちょっと疑問がめちゃくちゃ湧いてくるんだけど、だから本当に物理的に目で見ているような感じで目を動かしているっていうのはすごい不思議だよね。で、この研究でなんかあのGenerative brain っていう話をしてて、そのだから現実世界で自分が経験したことを現時点ではまだ存在してない、もしくはもう存在しえないものと組み合わせることができる生成能力みたいなものを人間が持ってるわけじゃん、うん、だからそのセンサリーインプットがない状態で脳が新しい経験をしたり新しいアイデアを思いついたりしているところを観察しないといけないんだけど、夢っていうのがまさにそれであるみたいな。
Mm-hmm.
その夢っていうのが身近なこと、実際に体験していることと現実にはもうありえないようなことを組み合わせることができるわけだよね、
mm-hmm.
でさらにその現実に引き戻されるためのセンサリーインプットがないから、寝てる間は別にそれが現実だと思い込んでて別に何も疑問に思わないわけじゃん、まあ、明晰夢とかは別として、
mm-hmm.
だからすごい謎だよね。あとこれさ見て思ったのはさ、動物、まあ、特にその What is that test called? Like you put something on their forehead and then give them the mirror and see if they will
mark test.
Yeah, so そういうマークテストできる動物とか特に何だろう、人間以外で明晰夢を 見ることってあるのかな。
Like, what is the content of their dreams?
Or if they ever notice, like, if they ever have lucid dreams. So they're having a dream, but then they are aware that it's a dream? Because...
Well, this sleep behavior disorder happens a lot in dogs. So you'll see dogs having a dream or a nightmare, and their body starts... moving for a while they're still asleep. And sometimes their body moving will result in them like waking up. And,
right.
and dogs actually will behave as if the dream is still happening, like right after they wake up. So they might try to bite you or they'll run into the wall or something. You know?
Yeah. I mean, that happens to us sometimes, right? Like you wake up and it takes, you know, whatever seconds to notice that it was just a dream.
Mm-hmm.
But lucid dream って人間だけなのかなとか、不思議じゃない。 Or how would they know that it's not, or what do they think, you know, dreams are?
I don't know. What
私たちはさ、
what do we think
親とかから、
are?
Well, like, at least we know that it's not real. Like, 例えば怖い夢見て泣きながら起きて親とかに子供の時言われるわけじゃない？あ、夢だよみたいな。本当じゃないよとか、でも動物は別にそうやって言語で、ね、解説されることもないから、なんだと思ってんだろうなとか。
Have you ever thought that you were dying or that you died in your dream?
Ah, no. I've killed people.
Well.
yeah. Like a battle royale 的なシチュエーション, like I don't want to kill them, but I have to.
Right.
And it was pretty shocking. I still remember, but I don't think I've ever died in my dream.
Mm.
Does that happen to people?
Yeah, I don't know. I think so. Like, people fall off buildings and stuff. Like, I've fallen to my death.
Yeah, right.
Like, hundreds of times dreaming.
Well, I've fallen too, but do you actually die? Or you just assume that you died because you just wake up?
Oh, I was for sure dead. I mean, I don't remember, like, hitting the ground or anything like that. Like, I don't remember being dead. I just...
Yeah, yeah. So you're just assuming, right? It's like, yeah. Okay, okay. だからそれクリフハンガー的なことでしょ。なんかああだっていいとこで終わってあ死んだのかな生きてんのかなみたいなことでしょ。
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know. Some people have wondered, you know, if there is an afterlife, it's almost like reality itself is a dream. Do you know what I mean? Because you kind of wake up in this afterlife and it's like, whoa, that was crazy.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I guess it depends on how it starts. But
yeah. So it's interesting that reality like dreams can exist without any outside input, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that you're in this, yeah. this world, like your brain can actually generate this world.
Mm.
And even your conscious world is like totally generated by your brain, right? So like everything yeah. that exists in your reality is actually information inside your own brain. Whether that's mm-hmm. like Bill Clinton or 747s or all of these concepts. And concepts that are not part of your reality are concepts that you just haven't heard of yet, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I've also been sort of wondering the difference between like grown-ups and children right after we wake up. なんか、まあ人にはよるのかもしれないけど、私とかは別にパって起きて朝ちょっとぼーっとしてるじゃん。で、まあ考えることって言ったら、あ、携帯どこ置いたかなとか、今日何あったっけ、今何時かなとか、そんぐらいじゃない？けどさ、うちの4歳さ。起きた瞬間 0.1 秒後ぐらいもう目開けた瞬間にめちゃくちゃスペシフィックなランダムな話をしてくるのね。いつもなんか
like what?
今度何々するときさあれやろうねとかそういうなんていうの全然今起きたばっかりの人と思えないようななんかずっとそのこと考えてたかのようなめっちゃランダムななんかスペシフィックな話をするのいつもでそれがいつも私はさ寝起きでもうええ何の話みたいな何の話してんのって一瞬ちょっとさ置いてかれるんだけどなんで起きた瞬間にそんな今まで起きてましたみたいな感じで話できるのかなと思って、それが結構ずっと不思議なんでなんか大人とちょっと脳の仕組みが違うように思えるというか
Do you think that was something that was prepared in his mind while he was sleeping?
Maybe. とか起きた瞬間に怒ってる時とかあって前にでなんか夢なのかなと思ってなんか起きた瞬間かもうええーみたいな怒りながら泣いててな夢見たのかなと思うじゃん。うん、ないない大丈夫だよ夢だよとか言ってんだけどなんか通じてなくてそしたらもう現実のこと何か昨日起きたこととかについてそれを思い出して怒ってたりとかするんだけどさなんで今、うん、みたいななんかよくわかんないんだよね。
Have you ever sleepwalked?
不思議 No
Never?
Never
Have you talked in your sleep?Or like thrown punches while you were sleeping?
Not that I know of.
I remember I sleepwalked once.
I think you've talked about it.
Yeah?
Yeah. But... 危ないよね、普通に。 My son hasn't done it either. 今のところあんまり喋ったりとかもないね息子も。夢も見てるのか見てないのかよくわかんないけど、だから夢が何なのかもちゃんとよく分かってんのかもよく分かんないというか、たまになんか寝る前になんかお話とかしてて、はいもう寝るよって言ってちょっと目つぶったら、いや怖い夢見たとか言ってくるのね。いや寝てないから見てないでしょみたいな、寝てる時しか夢見ないんだよみたいな、君まだ寝てないじゃんみたいなさ、なんかそういうことがあるから
分
かってんのかな。 Well yeah but
Daydreaming is real, at least for me. Like, I would literally dream while just sitting in class. Like, I would have a complete dream. And the teacher is saying something, and it just sounds like nonsense.
But at least, like, your visuals are still remaining in the reality, Zhang.
No.
It's not like you're...fully experiencing something like totally immersive.
No, I actually wasn't like I wasn't. I would have daydreams where I wasn't seeing what was in front of me.
You were maybe just like full on sleeping with your eyes open then. Because some people do that, right? Like,
but I wasn't like snoring. No, some people, I wasn't like asleep.
Well, you don't need to snore.
Yeah.
But you know, some people fall asleep with their eyes fully open and they look like they're awake, but they're actually asleep.
I don't do that. I'm okay. talking about daydreaming.
Okay. 次。米国科学アカデミー企業に掲載されたブリストル大学、チューリヒ大学、マサチューセッツ大学の共同研究で、バンドウイルカのオスが人類以外の動物としては最大の多層的な同盟関係を結んでいることを発見しました。研究ではオーストラリアのシャーク湾に生息するインド洋バンドウイルカのオス121頭について同盟関係と交配関係のデータを分析し、その構造をモデル化しました。すると 2,3 頭のオスがまず協力してそれぞれメスを追いかける一次同盟、4から14頭の血縁関係のないオスがメスへのアクセスのために協力して他の同盟と競合する二次同盟のほか、二次同盟間で協力する三次同盟までが確認されました。
According to a joint study published in the American Academy of Sciences by researchers at the University of Bristol, the University of Zurich, and the University of Massachusetts, bottlenose dolphinDolphins form the largest known multi-level alliance network outside of humans. In the study, the researchers modeled the structure of cooperative relationships between 121 adult male Indo-Pacific bottlenose dolphins living in Shark Bay in Western Australia, and found that male dolphins form first-order alliances of two or three males to pursue female dolphins.Additionally, they found that second-order alliances of 4 to 14 unrelated males compete for access to female dolphins, and that third-order alliances occur between the second-order alliances.
So, the second alliance was, so they don't compete with each other, no?
Mm-hmm.
They cooperate with each other to compete with other alliances, right?
Okay.So what's going on here?
So, 多分なんだけど、私も詳しくないから分かんないけど、多分二次同盟までは過去にも確認されたことがあって、この三次同盟が初めてなのかな。
うん、
基本的にこうイルカはこうグループがいっぱいあって、そこを自由に行き来してるみたいな感じらしいんだよね。そのずっと固定されて同じ二三頭でいるっていうよりかは。でメスは主に他のメスと同盟を組んで協力して餌を取ってるらしいんだけど、オスはその餌とかもそうなんだけど、メスへのアクセスを確保しないといけないからこうやって協力しないといけないみたいな。
So all 121 dolphins were involved in this social structure?
I actually don't know that.
Okay.
Yeah, but 同盟が大きいとか種類が多いとかだけではなくて、その交配時間を見ると協力することによって実際にオスが より長い時間メスと過ごすことができている。でその結果として繁殖の成功率が上がっている、うん、で交尾の合計時間っていうのが三次同盟とその個体がどれぐらいつながりが深いかによって変わってくるみたいな。だから仲いいっていうか俺たち仲間だよなみたいなあのオス同士の仲間がいればいるほど長期的な利益になっている。その交尾の時間が増える頻度が増えるとか、うん、そう。だからまあ、人間もね国とか貿易軍事同盟合コンとかさまざまなレイヤーで同盟を組んで戦略的に協力し合うんだけど、これがだから人間だけじゃないかと思われたんだって。ここまでこう複雑にいろんな複数のレイヤーで同盟を同時に組んでるっていうのは。
Do we know of some other examples other than like humans, like other animals? So this is the largest known multi-level network outside of humans, but
そう、だからその人間だけじゃないかって思われてたから、じゃあなんで人間だけなのかって考えた時に、まあつがいになる、そもそもモノガミである。でさらにオスが子育てに参加してるっていう進化的なことによって生まれたユニークなものだと思ってたらしいのね。まあ協力しないと死んじゃうから、
うん、
ただまあイルガもこうやってやってるってなったから、じゃあつがいとかオスの子育てみたいな特徴がない社会でもこういう集団間の同盟関係が生まれうるっていうことが初めて分かっちゃったみたいな、
うん、
いやだから別に人間だけじゃなかった
We know there are a lot of extremely complex social structures in like various insects and
yeah.
And primates so, have very complex social structures too.
そう、ただ多分基本はその群れの中にいて、群れの中でまあすごい複雑なさ社会的な関係とかはあるのかもしれないけど、その群れを超えてなんかその群れ同士で結託してとか、群れ同士で結託して他の群れ同士で結託した人たちと競争するとか、
うん、
そういうなんていうの、もうすごい広いじゃん、そうなってくると。だからそれは確かにね、なんていうか計算しないと、何ここは協力しておいた方が自分たちの利益になるなっていうのが分かってないとできないから、どこまで協力すると得で、どこからが損になるとかさ、そこのバランスが取れてないとうまくいかないから。
It's interesting how dependent various species are on cooperation for survival. You know?
Yeah.
There's something like ants.If they don't cooperate, like, everyone's dead. Like, it's, like, absolutely requires this, like, structured order to work. And I think a lot of species are that way. And if someone breaks away from, like, a school of fish or something, they just get taken out, right? Like, so the ones that don't leverage that advantage of being in social groupings...tend to be eliminated from the gene pool, and so there's like a forcing function for social cooperation within species, and sometimes like between species there's cooperation in complex ecosystems.
あと逆になんか最近あれなんだっけ、 Baby Animals みたいな、ちょっとタイトル違うかもしれないけど、ドキュメンタリーがあって、それ見てたら、seals かな、どっかの国の。が、その、子供を産んで、でもお母さんは狩りに行かなきゃいけないから、もう産んだばっかりの子供を岸に置いていかないといけないんだよね。
うん。
で、その seals はすごいいっぱいいるから、もう、なんていうの、まみれてんだけどさ、その中で子供を一人置いていくんだけど、その子供を一人で置いていかれて、待ってなさいねって言われるんだけど、もう、急にお母さん行っちゃうからさ、あ、ママママみたいな歩き回るじゃん、mm-hmm. そうするとそのなんかジャッカルみたいな、わかんない、キツネみたいなのがさ、子供を食べに来るわけよ、
mm-hmm.
でそういう時に 他のお母さんと他の子供たちもいるからさ、他のお母さんが守ってくれればいいんだけど、他のお母さんにめっちゃ攻撃されんの。自分の子じゃない子供にはすごい厳しいみたいな。だ結局子供が生き残るためには、その幼稚園じゃないんだけど、子供だけでこう集まってブルブル震えながら待つみたいな。その子供、でそこにもヒエラルキーがあって、なんか子供の輪に入れてもらえない子供とかも出てきちゃって、そうするともう死ぬし、その子供の輪をそもそも見つけられなければ死ぬしとか、いやそれ見た時に、あ、他のお母さんたちがね、守ってくれればいいのに、もう主としてさ、その方が得に思えるんだけど、なんでその攻撃されちゃうのかなってちょっと不思議に思ったんだけど、その動物によってはさ、そうやってこうね、とりあえず自分と自分の子供を守ることを最優先にして、もうちょっと仲間とかまで手が回らないというか、そんなことしてる余裕がないとかもあるじゃん。
Yeah, well, there are
動物によって全然違う。
Yeah, depending on the circumstancesAnd, you know, the environment and ecosystem that they're in, resources may be extremely constrained. Like, yeah. Resources actually constrain the group sizes. So resource abundance sort of determines how big the groups are. Also, pathogen transmission constrains group size. But for, like, primates, primates that are not living...among a large group tend to have higher rates of infanticide. So parents stop other parents from infanticide.
Right. ライオンとかそうだもんね。
Yeah, and with higher intelligence animals, there's more opportunity for social learning. So skills being taught from other members of the group.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting because we're...a version of this. Like, these dynamics explain how our society formed and to some degree evolved. Did you see the news about that, the last member of some tribe in the Amazon rainforest?
I just saw the headline that you sent me.
Yeah, so he was called like the man of the hole or something, but his specific tribe was killed by, they were killed by rat poison given to them by some illegal hunters in the 1980s. And everyone in his tribe died from that poison except for him. So he's the sole survivor of his tribe. And people have been trying to help him and contact him, give him an iPhone, give him food and water.But he rejects everything and he just shoots arrows at people because he doesn't trust anyone after his tribe got poisoned. And so this guy has just been living in the jungle since then alone the whole time. And I guess he passed away like last week or something like fairly recently.
How old was he?
I think he was in his 60s.
Oh, okay.
But, So he must have been quite young when the, youngish when that happened in the 80s. But there's probably, you know, some culture, some knowledge, some wisdom, some things, information handed down from his ancestors and all this stuff that only he knew.
Yeah, so that.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, like this plant will alleviate this symptom or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know what he knew because he didn't want to talk to anyone. But to just imagine what it would feel like or what the experience, his experience would be like living in like 2022 where the most advanced technology that they have is like, I don't know, a bow and arrow or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, this guy went around digging holes and hiding because he's just, because imagine like you're in the jungle and there's just like a, like an F-16 or something with a vapor cone just tears through the sky, like Mach 2. I mean, you'd just be like, holy shit. Like, We've been invaded by aliens. Right.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this is the end of the world.
普通の親子関係でもさ、なんていうの、情報をすごい伝達できてるかっていうとそうでもないっていう、もちろんエッセンシャルな部分、その夜間触ったら熱いよとかさ、そういうのは伝達してるけど、その人生で得た教訓とか、すごい味わった挫折とか辛かった話とか、まあ、そこまでいかなくてもなんか、ね、いろんな経験をしてて、それを子供にちゃんと全部伝わってるかっていうと絶対そうじゃないじゃん。なんか大人になってからさ、あ、自分の親はこんな経験してたんだとか、もっと早く言ってくれればいいのにとかさ、あ、こういう時どうしてたんだろうな、そういえばこんな話聞いたことなかったなとか、特に子育てとかしてるといっぱい湧き出てきて、あ、自分はでも逆に息子にどこまでそういう話をできるのかな、その自分が得た知識とかそういうのをどこまでさ渡せるのかなと思うと、その効率で考えるとなんというか失われてる部分がめっちゃ多いというか、その次の世代に行くにつれてさ、
right.
伝えれてる部分って実はすごい少ないのかなと思ったりする。
Well, I think the internet and a lot of algorithms and systems we have now sort of are deciding what information gets preserved and amplified and transmitted, and so as a society we kind ofare building a culture. But on an individual parent-to-child basis, I feel like there's less emphasis on that going forward, you know? And it's like...
Yeah, and especially, like, 家族だったら、もうお互いのこと分かってるって思い込んでるというか、特に子供から親に対してはさ、知ってる人って思ってるから、そんなさ、詳しく、もっと親のこと知りたいとか根掘り葉掘り過去のこと聞いたりとかあんまりする機会がないことも多いから、 Like I was so it, I mean I guess it depends on what kind of relationship you have with your parents, but my in-laws が来てた時にさ、 So my husband's mom is Japanese and dad はアメリカ人じゃん。で結構トラディショナルな家庭のお母さんだったはずなんだけど、まあ、アメリカ人と普通に結婚してアメリカに住んだりとかしてて、あ、すごい親が理解ある人だったのかなと思ってたの、だけどなんか実はすっごい反対されて、もう何回も家出して結構エロープするぐらいの
、
だから結構映画みたいなロマンチックな展開だったっていうことを初めて聞いて、でそれを私の夫にね、実はこんなだったのって言ったら、え、知らなかったみたいなこと言っててさそう、なんていうかすごい自分の人生の中で大きい出来事でも子供に言うのを忘れてる、なんかわざと隠してるつもりとかじゃなくても、あ、そういえば言ってなかったっけとかさ、まあ、わざわざ言うようなことじゃないと思ったとか、そういうのもあるからさ、なんか不思議だなというか。
Yeah, I think that certain things areless likely to be said directly to the child than like someone else.
Yeah.
Because it's like your parents are just your parents. And then at some point you realize that your parents had a life. They had a life before they were parents. Which, you know, humanizes your parents to some degree.But yeah, that's like a weird thing where your parents are just your parents for like until you're like an adult and you sort of start to realize like, wait a second, these people like actually had a life, you know, like before you showed up and started taking up all their time and resources.
Yeah, like to my son, I've been like this my whole life. って感じじゃん? I'm a mom.
Yeah.
And he thinks that I've been a mom.My entire life.
No, that's what you do.
Yeah, so 不思議だよね。
How do you feel about... I'm trying to understand this guy, the man of the whole.
Yeah.
Can you imagine...
I don't think we could ever understand him.
Can you imagine if you were the last Japanese person on Earth?
Well,
You're the last Japanese person. You're Tom Cruise. You're the last samurai. You're the last Japanese person on Earth.
I'm Tom Cruise. なんかでも違うこと、違う話になってんだけど。
Well, it's like the last samurai, right? Like the last legit person who's following the Bushido and like has a warrior life, you know. There's like these cultures that have, that were sort of the main thing that was going on, like being samurai. And now that's not a thing anymore at all. No one's a samurai right now. Is someone samurai?
ウィル・スミスの映画とかさ、まあ、自分が最後の人類みたいな、そういうエキストリームな状況を描いてる映画とかはあるけど、確かに数字を見てると誰かしらは多分いつかは最後の日本人になるじゃん。まあその一人じゃないかもしれないけど、
right.
あと何人みたいなさ。ああもうこれで私で日本人はおしまいみたいななった時に、でもそこまでいっちゃうともうなんか諦めるというか、もうあまりにもさ遅いじゃん、最後の一人になっちゃった。なんか最後の5000人とかさ1万人とかそんぐらいが一番こう危機感がありそうっていうか、ああなんかやばいこのままじゃみたいな、何かこう日本の伝統とか文化とかなもったいない精神とか改善の心とかそういうのをみんなに伝えておかねばみたいな思いそうだけど、もう一人ってなっちゃったらさ、もうまあもう終わりだなみたいな感じで逆に踏ん切りがつきそうというか、まあだってどうしようもないじゃん。
Would you just have done what this guy did? You just hide in these holes and stuff?
ブログでも No, because that's definitely different, right? Like he probably didn't think that, you know,
He thought we were all demons or something, probably.
Yeah, so it's completely different. Like, whereas he's not like, oh, I need to, you know, relay all the information that I know to someone. とかそういうのないわけじゃん。
But how would you feel if, like, everyone else in the world wore their shoes, like, inside the house? You know? Well, no one knows how to use chopsticks. That's like not a thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
No one. You're the last person that knows how to use chopsticks.
お箸はまあどうでもいいけど、家の中で靴履かない方が絶対に家は綺麗に保てるよっていうのは声を大にして言い続けたい。でもちょっと流行ってるというかさ、ね、あの欧州でもやっぱ家で靴を履かない人もいるからさ、あのそういう方が進んでるじゃないけど、そういう感じで、これちょっとヒッピーっぽい人とかもそうだし、やっぱアジアが好きな人とか、
まあ、
ちょっと進んだのが好きみたいな人はさ、
being a hippie is all about
結構いる。
Hippies weren't wearing their shoes outside though, so they just walked inside, you know, it's not like they took their shoes off and they just walked in.
そうだから、うん、なんか何、あとそのベッドとかソファーね、いつも言うけどに靴で上がるとかやめた方がいいよっていうのは言い続けたいけど、
I don't know if this、
まあ、でも着物とか、
yeah.
Like one thing that really bothers me、 なんかその日本はさ、まあ、帝国側だからさ、その cultural appropriation とかは叫ぶ側ではないっていうか、本来はね、だからそんなに海外の人が着物着てるとか習字してるとかで怒る人はいないじゃん。
うん、
なんだけどやっぱりそので着物っていう言葉がさ、着物って言ったら大体今このペラッペラのバス、なんていうの、ガウンみたいな、そのパジャマの上から羽織るやつとか水着の上から羽織るやつを着物って言って売ってるじゃんみんな。でもそれが浸透しちゃってて、うん、それもまあちょっとまあ嫌だけど、まあ、まあまあぐらいなんだけど、自分でもよくわかんないんだけど餅が一番なんか引っかかる。あの餅って言ってみんなアイスのことだと思ってるじゃん、あの雪見大福みたいなやつ。
Oh really?
あれが地味になんかやめてほしい。
What?
いや昔はなんかハワイとかで、あれどっから始まったのかな、カリフォルニアとかかな、ハワイとか、とにかくその餅って言ったらその雪見大福、中にアイスが入ってて外に餅でもないよね、多分牛皮かなんか、
うん、
で巻いてあるやつ、あれを多分モーチって言って売り出し出したら、それこそね10年前とかまでは本当にアメリカの一部の地域だったの、その勘違い、勘違いというか、まあ、それがモチっていうものだねって思ってる人が。だけど今さ、欧米多分全体的にモチって言ったらもうアイスって思ってるから、それがちょっと引っかかってるずっと。
And it's not, they don't put the O on there. It's not like お餅。It's
no,
just
mochi.
Mochi.
Mochi. Mochi. Mochi.
Okay.
Yeah.それがなあ、違うんだけどなみたいな。
So, do they have 雪見大福 over there where you are?
そう、だから雪見大福みたいなやつ、そう、いろんなとこに売ってて、だから雪見大福っていう名前ではないし、メーカーも違うけど、そのいろんな味があるのね。しかもチョコ味、バニラ味、いちご味とか。あれをみんなもちって呼んでんの。
Does anyone actually
eat? アジアスーパーにも売ってる。
もち、もち。Like actual?
Like actual? Mo- no.、
Hmm.
だからそっちがすごいし。で、すごい人気あんのよ。そのアイスの方がね。だからみんな好きで食べてるけど、そう、餅じゃないんだよなみたいな。で、あの、一回ね、ジェームス・コーデンのさ、なんか、カープールカラオケみたいな番組あるじゃん。
知らない。
それ、なんかもうジェームス・コーデンが運転しながら横にセレブが座って一緒に歌うみたいな番組があるんだけど、それに BTS が出た時に、こう一人のメンバーがモチっていう、モチっていうあだ名があるんですよって言った時に、ああ、モチアイスだよねみたいな、ジェームス・コーデンが言って、ちょっと一瞬みんなうんってなったんだけど、まあ別に訂正せず、ああそうそうそうみたいな感じで流したんだよね。その時もあ、違うんだけどBTS も空気読んでそのまま流したと思って
、うん、
そう、だからそれぐらい浸透してしまっているから。
Wait, what's the state of mochi in Korea?
What do you mean? いや、多分餅って言ったら本当の餅を思い浮かべるでしょ、韓国の人は。日本と一緒で、
oh, really?
うん、日本だってさ、餅って名前であのアイス売ってないからさ。いや、まあどうでもいいっちゃどうでもいいんだけど、なんか自分の中でなんでそれがだけそんな引っかかるのかもよくわかんないし、どっちかというと着物の方が問題あるような気はするんだけど。
What is it that they're actually calling 着物? Is it like jinbei or something?
Or... No, no, like, なんかサテンとかでできてる、なんて言えばいいんだろう、女の人がき、あの、パジャマの上から羽織る、まあ、着物の形はしてるけど、ペラッペラの、やつのこと、羽織物のことを基本着物だから、そのなんていうの、止めるボタンとかが何もついてなくて、あの、襟とかもなくて、で袖がこうゆるゆるのやつ、あれを基本全部着物って売ってるんだよね。で、あのオンラインショッピングとかしててもさ、着物ってカテゴリーがあったりするんだよ。で基本そのパジャマか水着の上から羽織るやつをそうやって呼んじゃってるからさ、その名前がちょっと乗っ取られてしまっている。
Is this stuff made in Japan? Is Japan selling these? Or
no,
is
no.
It...
no, 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 no. いや、もう欧米が勝手にやった。やった。
But is anyone in Japan selling kimonos overseas? Like, in volume?
いやいや。だ多分、traditional kimono みたいな言い方してるんだと思うよ。差別化するためには。うん。伝統的な着物とそうじゃない着物みたいな感じ。
A few kimono stores near me have closed recently.
Oh no! I hope it's not the well. I yeah. I always go to the one that's kind of close to your place. But yeah, 昔はすごい安いの売ってたんだけど、最近やっぱ値段が上がってるから。でしかもこっちだとすごい高いし。Anyway, 次。
SpaceX and T-Mobile have revealed plans for a new satellite mobile service which will enable connectivity via text messages and calls anywhere on Earth's surface. Such a system would enable people to contact emergency services from places currently without cell phone service, such as in the middle of the ocean or much of the western United States. The network would also provide connectivity if local cell networks are disabled for any reason, such as a natural disaster. To achieve this, a signal would travel directly from your existing phone to a Starlink V2 satellite in orbit around Earth. The satellite would then relay the message through its space network using lasers and then transmit the message back down to Earth. The service will first be enabled for emergency services and limited to the United States. However, they are planning to expand the service to global coverage over time. The service will be included for free in their existing service plans. SpaceX founder Elon Musk stated the following: "It's going to massively improve people's convenience and it's going to save lives."
SpaceX と T-Mobile が地球上のどこにいてもモバイル接続でテキストや通話ができるよう衛星電話の新しいサービスを発表しました。これにより海上やアメリカ西部など現在携帯電話が圏外となっている場所や自然災害などでローカルネットワークが使用不可になった場合にも緊急サービスに連絡できるようになります。仕組みとして地球を回っているスターリンク V2 衛星に個人の携帯電話から直接信号が送られ、衛星はレーザーを使ってメッセージを中継し地球に送信します。まずは緊急サービス用としてアメリカ国内で提供されますが、今後全世界に拡大する予定で、既存のサービスプランに無料で追加される予定です。イーロン・マスク氏は、人々にとっての利便性を大幅に向上させ、人命を救うことになるでしょうと述べています。
Yep.
私さ、この、なんだっけ ?Where was it that you wrote? Much of the Western United States?
Uh-huh.
私これ冗談かと思った冗談というかなんかふざけてるというかさ、皮肉で言ってんのかと思ったら本当にそうなの。
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
Wilderness がありすぎってこと？
There are towns that have almost no cell serviceLike trucker towns and stuff. So I've driven through some of the areas that have no cell service. You're just driving and driving and driving, and there's no service. You know, so if you break down or something, you can't make a call, right?
怖っ。
But it's just in.Basically, coverage is proportional to the population that lives there.
Mm.
So in places where very few people live, like some parts of the Western U.S., they just don't have cell phone service or service is extremely limited.
Right.
Yeah.
そういうことか。
But yeah, there are a lot of places in the U.S.especially in like national parks and stuff where you don't have a signal.
Mm, right. まあ広いもんね。
You know, it could be because of the terrain, or it could also just be that you're out of range.
Right.
Yeah. So there are thousands of people that get lost or end up in some emergency situation where there's no cell signal.And if they don't have a satellite phone or something else, they don't have any way to contact help, right?
Right.
So this would alleviate that issue for those people that find themselves in situations like that.
これってさ、T-Mobile 以外にも拡大するのかな？それとも、
yeah.
これしたければ T-Mobile に入らないといけないみたいなこと？
Well, Elon asked other carriers to...collaborate so that they can offer service to most major cell phone providers.
I see.
And in some ways, this fundamentally changes the data structure of the world. You know, It's kind of like having internet on the airplane or something. But this is like, you can have some connectivity, send text messages when you're in the middle of the ocean, and you don't even have a satellite phone. Basically, it turns everyone's phone into a satellite phone.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's the 住み分け between 衛星電話 and 普通の電話? Like, So, 普通のネットワーク is like it's better to use it as the primary network and then use the satellite one for emergency situations, or does it make sense to just replace the local network with satellite network?
The satellite
eventually, I mean.
So it would probably be, we wouldn't just go to satellite data. Right now the data usage is quite high and local 4G, 5G networks are much more effective.
Okay.
So this is starting, right now they have zero V2 Starlink satellites, right? They haven't launched any. And if they get Starship to work, then they can start launching V2 satellites next year. But if they don't get Starship working, then they're going to develop a Starlink V2 mini, which will have a smaller antenna. But this thing needs to be able to pick up a signal sent from your phone into space.
No. Yeah.
Right? It's a very, very weak signal by the time it reaches the satellite.
Right.
So the initially it's going to be for emergency communications, and the communication is going to be asynchronous. So if it doesn't need to be real-time communication, then it's easier for their networks to manage that load. So you may send a text message, and it, instead of being instantaneous, it would take 2 minutes, 5 minutes, something like that.
Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah, so that way they can sort of batch data. And that's just because the capacity of the network is going to be extremely limited. It's going to be proportional to the number of satellites they have in orbit, right?
Right.
So
right.
It'll take many years to build that up to a high capacity. But Starlink already has over 500,000 customers globally.
Okay.
And that's with the Starlink terminal, right? Which makes things a lot...
Right.
That's being done with the existing V1 Starlink. So the V2 Starlink satellite hardware will actually need an additional antenna to accommodate, to enable.
Yeah. I saw a lot of pictures of like, なんか猫が乗っちゃうみたいな。
What?
Some dish on the, saw.
The Starlink dish? Dishes?
Yeah. Yeah. 猫が乗っちゃう。なんか猫が乗りたくなる形みたいな。You haven't seen that?
No. Is that like a... Is there a reason other than just the shape of it?
あったかいんじゃない?わかんない。多分、あったかいからその上にみんなで、しかももう何匹もとか、あの雪の地方とかでさ。あったかいからそこにみんなが乗っちゃう。So...
Well, how do you think this will help you personally? Or would you want this? I would want this.
まあそうね、別に無料でつけてくれるんだったらありがたいよね。その何があるか分かんないから、それこそ船の上で何かさ、遭難じゃないけどした時とか、地震で県外になっちゃってつながらないとかさ。
Yeah, そういう時に。 So imagine that you always have connectivity as long as you can see the sky, like anywhere on Earth, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's going to include like the North Pole, stuff like that, but...
Yeah. ね、まあ東京にいるとそんなに県外になることがない、まあ楽天とかじゃなければなかったから。
Well, let's say the power goes out. You lose...
I got like so used to it, you know? So... I had to switch to Rakuten right before I moved here. そこで、あ、今まで恵まれてたなって思った。その楽天にしたら、その建物の中に入ったら県外とか、その友達とホテルでご飯食べようって言って、上の方の階行ったらもう県外だから、連絡が つかないみたいな、
right.
だから遅れるねとかって言われてても全然もうメール届かないとかなった時に、ああそういえば昔ってこうだったなと思って、いつの間にかこうどこでも圏外じゃないというのに慣れてしまっていたなと思ったけど。
On 311、the cell networks became completely like they went down, right? I don't know if it was just because they were overloaded or what the exact reason was, but it may be good to have redundant systems, you know?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah, so that,
so people can contact their family and stuff in emergency. Mm. Like, you know, you just have some disaster and it's like, okay, now your child cannot contact you and you cannot contact your child. And it's just like, all right, well, I hope they're
okay. いやそれもそうだしね、その救急車とかさ消防車とかね、そういうのにも連絡できないってなると困っちゃうから、
うん、
まあ、今は地下鉄で電波入るようにしてほしいけど、イギリス Like I don't know why we don't have reception underground here, because I had it in Tokyo, so I know that they can do it, right?
Uh-huh.
Like technology wise, I know that they can. So I don't know what the problem is, but.
None of them have.
It's completely 圏外.
What do you do on the train? Are people like reading books?
No, people are playing with their phones. I think people like download things in advance, or I don't know what everyone's doing, but.
They could definitely easily add that, but.Yeah. How many years has Japan had service in the subway for? Like a long time.
ねえ、だからそれがさ、なんか特別な技術を使ってるのかなんかわかんないけど、じゃあもう輸出してくれ、こっちに。何がどうなってるのか。
Like 10 years ago? Or maybe more.
Yeah. だそれとあのスイカのさ、まあこれずっと言われてるけど、日本のあのピッて、あのスムーズなやつ、あれもさ、あれってなんかあれなんで輸出しないのかね。いやあるけど、あの感度がさ全然違うから。
What do you mean?
んだからスイカってそのなんかあるじゃん、そのな角度とかの設定がさ、デザインがさこう絶対に引っかからないようにできてるじゃん。あの引っかからないっていうのは物理的にじゃなくて、そのなんていうの、ピッてどんな風に触ってももう 0. 何秒なのか知らないけどで、mm-hmm. 感知してくれるじゃん、
right.
そういう風になってないからさ、なんかこう置いてちょっとあれみたいな時もあるし
You don't want to have to even touch it. You don't have to touch it in Japan. You just hover past and it works, you know?
まあだから携帯で今は入ってるから、まあ置いたら、まあ、すぐ開くっちゃ開くんだけど、あとその改札のあの閉まるあれ、あれもなんかこっちの方がちょっとまず閉まるのが早いし、あの挟まるとガチで痛い日本のやつは別に挟まるとかはないしさ、そういう安全設計になってるじゃん、挟まったとしても別に痛くはないだろうし、こっちは普通にもう危険というか、もう痛みたいな。
How many people are killed by that thing? Like, what's the?
死んではないと思うけど、
たまにだから、
なんか普通はそのスーツケース持ってる人とか子連れの人は、あのもっと広いとこ、車椅子用のとこから入んなきゃいけないのね、絶対に。だけどそれが壊れてたりとかして普通のとこから入んなきゃいけないってなると、もうちょっとはい子供をさ持って早く早く早くみたいなしないと痛いからさ。
Do all the doors work on the train?
What do you mean?
On the trains there, do all the doors work? Like they open and close?
Yeah. Sometimes you have to press the button. But yeah, it works.
Remember when I visited New York, the door I was standing in front of didn't open? And I was like, oh. And it took me a while to realize that all the other doors were opening. It was just broken.But I've never had that happen in Japan. So it's like,
I was
just confused. I thought like maybe, I don't know, it's just gonna stop here and then like keep going or something. But
all the train related stuff, like,
Boston is probably the worst train. The T. I don't know if it's the worst. I haven't ridden that many, honestly. Some of the trains, like, no one rides. And, like, actually, the biggest difference has to be the bus system. Like, the Japanese bus system is amazing compared to every other bus system that I've encountered. Like, every other, like, in the U.S., no one rides the bus unless you're on drugs and homeless. Like, nobody. I don't know a single person who rides the bus.
Hmm.
In the U.S. Have you ridden the bus in London?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Double-decker bus.
So it's everywhere. Is it nice?
It's really safe, yeah.
Okay.
It's nice and safe and reliable, but then one thing is double-decker, だから2階建てじゃん。でさ、子供いると2階乗りたい、2階乗りたいって2階乗るのはいいんだけど、階段がめちゃくちゃ急なのよ。で、結構怖いの。で、登ってる途中でもう出発しちゃうからさ、落っこちそうになっちゃう。結構危ないのね。で、降りる時ももう早く降りないとドアが閉まっちゃうんだけど、だいたい降りてるとこ待ってくんないの。だいたい降りてる時にもうドアが閉まっちゃうわけ。
Okay.
だから、降りますってめっちゃでかい声で言って、降ります降ります !We're getting off! Could you please open that door! で、そうすると周りの人も、Open that door! 言ってくれて、開けてくれるみたいな。
And that's the system.
だから。そう、そういう仕組み。だから、私みたいな、なんていうの、神経が、まあまあ、ずぶとい人はさ、別にでかい声で開けてくれって言えるじゃん。だけど、知り合いの日本人のママとかで、その英語もそんな自信がないし、そんな大きい声で叫ぶとかできないみたいな人は、普通にもう諦めて次のバス停まで行かなきゃいけないって言ってて、すごいかわいそうじゃん。
They don't have the button? Do they have a button?
To like... button あるよ。
Yeah.
あるけど、うん、あ普通にねこう階段を降りてるところが見えると思うんだけどね、その鏡とかもついてるしさ。
Are they just in a rush? The bus driver is probably in a rush, huh?
うん、でもダブルデッカーだからみんなが降りる時間も考慮してるはずじゃん本来は。
Hmm.
まあ、してないのかもしれないけど、そうだからドア閉まっちゃうもん。結構な確率で閉まるからね、2階乗ってる。まあそれはそれで面白いけど、次。
In a study published in Nature, researchers at the University of Cambridge used mouse stem cells to create model embryos which formed brains, beating hearts, and all other components of a body. The researchers manipulated natural processes to guide three types of stem cells and induce gene expression which triggered cells to self-assemble into structures such as brains and beating hearts. One type of stem cell forms the body, another forms the placenta, and the third forms the yolk sac. The researchers claim that these are the most advanced, that these are the most developed cell-derived models of embryos ever created, and expect their model to provide insight into the conditions for life formation as well as the developmental role of various genes.
ネイチャーに掲載されたケンブリッジ大学の研究で、マウスの幹細胞を用いて脳や心臓など体のあらゆる構成要素を形成できるモデル胚を作ることに成功しました。チームは自然のプロセスを操作して3種類の幹細胞を誘導し、脳や心臓などの構造を自己組織させるための遺伝子発現を誘発しました。1つ目の幹細胞は体、2つ目の幹細胞は胎盤、3つ目の幹細胞は卵黄脳を形成します。チームはこれまでに作られた細胞由来の肺モデルの中で最も進んだものであるとしており、このモデルによって生命形成の条件や様々な遺伝子の発達上の役割に関する知見が得られると期待しています。
Yep.
すごいですね。
Yeah, so they think, this has implications for our understanding of what causes embryos to fail to develop properly. Because we can't... Well, I think so. But it's not, I don't think that this would necessarily develop into a full, healthy body. But it has all the parts there. This is the most developed cell-derived model so far. But I don't know if it would just continue to develop perfectly into... I don't know if they're even allowed to find out because of some
right.
moral limitations or something.
Right.
Because this kind of research is somewhat controversial, and some people think that, you know, these kinds of experiments are pure satanic ritual, you know?
Right.
So, yeah. So they kind of stop it there.
Right.
But we aren't able to directly study this phase of cell or this phase of embryo formation because of the nature of the process in the female body, right?
Yeah. いや不思議だよね。あの IVF やった時も思ったけど、そのいろんなことがすごいいろんな要素が複雑に絡まり合って、それが全部うまくいってやっと子供になるわけじゃん。てか、そもそもうまくいって受精するし、それがうまくいってやっと胚盤胞になるし、それを戻して着床するまでもさ、いろんな障壁があってとか、で着床したところでそれがでちゃんと胎児になるまでいくかどうかも分かんないしとかさ、その思った以上にすごい複雑で壁がめちゃくちゃいっぱいあるみたいな。だし、
so these... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just gonna say, like, 若い時は本当に流産って聞くと、I think Ali wants it the same thing in her stand-up, but 若い時は誰か流産したって聞いたら、ああ、怖いみたいな、思ったけど、30代になったら、あれみんなすごいいっぱいいる流産してる人が、あの世の中にね、珍しいことではないんだ。だからみんなそんなね、大ぴろげにさ、私流産しましたとか言わないし、悲しいことだ、パーソナルのことだから。だけどそう思った以上にすごくカーメンなことであるっていう。だそれぐらいやっぱり出産までこぎつけるっていうのは、そんなにみんなやってる、みんなやった結果人間が生まれてこんないっぱいいるから、なんか当たり前のように思っちゃう部分もあるけど、実際はそうではないじゃん。So
yeah, each developmental phase of an embryo coming into being or whatever you want to call it requires this coordinated process involving these three different types of stem cells. And, you know, they all need to be at the same developmental point in unison, you know, for it to go well. So,
yeah.
And what do you think about the moral side of this? You don't have any, I don't know, hesitation about, I mean, does this make you feel uncomfortable at all, or is it just...
This doesn't make me feel uncomfortable.
I don't really feel that uncomfortable. I mean, it's weird. I mean, it is like a, what is this? A synthetic, I don't know if synthetic's the right word, but, you know.
Yeah.
A synthetic embryo in some sense. Right.
Yeah. I mean, I think there have been some studies where I felt somewhat uncomfortable. I don't remember exactly what they were, but yeah. But I mean, what do I know? I don't really, it's kind of hard for me to imagine all the implications from just
if I was deeply
the abstract of each study.
if I was deeply religious, I would have questions about, I don't know, the sanctity of life or playing God or something like that.
Yeah. But we're not. So, I mean, if you're deeply, deeply religious, then, I mean, you know, jerking off is blasphemous too, right? So.
Well, it depends on
waste of semen.
The religion, I think, but yeah, I don't think jerking off is necessarily a good thing. I don't think it's elevating your moral. I don't know. I don't think you're moving towards enlightenment by jerking off.
No, but it's better for you, right? Physically speaking.
I don't know if it is, honestly. I don't know. That's very still up in the air from a research standpoint, I think. I think there have been many negative things. Yeah. What has there been some conclusive scientific declaration that jerking off is good for your health? I remember reading something like that maybe 7 years ago.
Yeah, I thought for like prostate cancer or something, like prevention or whatever. I don't know.
But I don't think
I got this information from.
I don't think everyone jerking off is going to, you know, save our species or really get us anywhere, honestly. It seems to have
No, but don't people negative, say like you can concentrate more when you're not like sexually frustrated too much?
Well, this is in the territory of social science, which is sort of ambiguous, especially here, but there has been a lot of research suggesting that it's like a certain level of masturbation is going to be bad for your reward systems that involve dopamine, essentially, and you will have less motivation to seek an appropriate mating partner and all sorts of things, because you've just wanked off, like you've just shortcut to the reward.
Shortcut.
And now you just want to take a nap, you know. So I think that's debatable.
Spain に行ったじゃんこの間。で、スペインって
Does this have something to do with masturbate?
Yes, yes, yes. Okay. スペインってオンラインポルノ禁止なんだよね。
What?
オンラインポルノ禁止の国が何個かあって、で私スペインにいるときに本当なのかなっていうかさ、それじゃあオンラインポルノのサイトに行ったら何が起きるのかなと思ってやってみたの。テネリフェにいる間に。
Yeah. Did you get
arrested? 有名なさ、No.そのポルノサイトの名前を検索窓に入れて検索を押すと、検索結果は出てくるんだけど、それをカチッと押すと、なんかエラーメッセージみたいな、つなげませんみたいなのが出てくるのよ。で、本当に見れないんだと思って、ちょっと面白かった。
Wow. Didn't they legalize various hard drugs in Spain?
I don't know.
Or decriminalize?
I don't know.
Hard drugs in Spain. That's weird. That's very...I thought that was only in China. But I guess...
なんか結構ディストピア感があった。あ、なんていうの、そのポルノサイトを見ようとすると、その勝手に自動でブロックされるっていうさ、その見れないサイトがあるってすごいよね。
It's government overreach, don't you think? Isn't that sort of insane?
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Yeah. びっくりした、ちょっと。
Is that just Spain? Or is that... Are other countries in Europe doing this? Or?
Yeah.他にもあったはずだよ。ヨーロッパじゃないか。あ、pornography in Europe。
So is this like a
Europe? アイスランドとかなんか。
What?
北欧もあった気がする。ちょっと待って。あ、ベラルーシはまあ、フランス
What? France? Really?
Overall permitted, but with distinctions. Okay. あ、じゃあ別に見れるっちゃ見れる。
Well, people make fun of Japan for like the pixelation, but it's like outright banned in Spain.
そうだね。
Are you pro pixelation, or do you think you're?
I'm like anti anti mosaic.
Okay.
いやだって何の意味があんの、バカじゃん。何を隠してんの、謎じゃない。わざわざ。
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Is anyone pro pixelation?
I don't know.
Is there like the
Japanese government
pixelation party?
I don't know.まあ、あった方がいい、まあでもこの話したような気がするな、あった方がいい人っているのかねってなんか言ったことある気がする。
What?
Oh, so 全然関係ないんだけど、この間ステーブルディフュージョンの話したじゃん、
うん、
で日本でまさに同じようなやつがあって炎上してて今、ミミックっていう名前なんだけど、
うん、
名前からしてどうなんだろうって感じだけど、なんか特定のアーティストの絵を30種類ぐらい提供すると似たようなスタイルの絵を作りますみたいな、
うん、
で無料で多分誰でもできるような感じになってたのかな。それでもう一応ポリシーとしては自分の絵だけにしてくださいみたいな書いてはあるんだけど、まあ、絶対そんなの誰も聞かないじゃんみたいな感じですごい炎上して、
right. Is this an AI
これからそのいやいやいや、
うん、
例えばそのジブリの絵を30個ぐらい提供すると同じようなのでちょっと違うキャラみたいなのが出てくるみたいな、
うん、
だその今までは無断転載禁止、トレース禁止とかみんな、ね、アニメとか書いてる人が書いてたけど、これからは AI の学習素材としてフィードするの禁止とかわざわざ書かないといけないんかなみたいな、
うん、
もうだからこの間まさにディズニーのなんかシネマトグラフィーの人が懸念してたのと全く同じ方向性の問題というか、
Is this a,
もうキリがない。
Is this a Japanese service? This mimic?
Yeah、うん、でも英語のサイトもあったけど、うん、でも日本のサービスみたいな、いや、なんかネットで話題になってて、おこれあれじゃんと思った。
Are there any?
Yep.
There's no、yeah. like. I don't know. Are people talking about the coming issue of not being able to tell, like, what's real? Are there any like solutions proposed for this, or I don't know. I don't really.
No, right? No one
detect.
No one has a solution.
It doesn't seem like people are that concerned about it, honestly.
そうね、まあ、うん、あのこういうやっぱ絵があの注目されてるから、写真っていうよりはなぜかだからその著作権の問題がすごい、まあ、今回炎上してるのもそれだけど、そのフェイクニュースどうこうとかそういうのよりかはまず著作権の方にみんな、まあ、ダイレクトに自分の収入に影響しちゃう人がいっぱいいるから、それが理由かもしれないけど。
Does it though?It's not really directly, maybe indirectly affects people's.
うん、でも自分が絵で生計を立ててる場合さ、それを勝手にそのまんま、なんていうの、それをベースにして新しい絵を次々と生み出されて、それがまあ盗まれてるわけじゃん、要は。
うん。
そうすると。
I don't know.
それで収入を得ることが難しくなっちゃうんじゃない。
But people look at artwork and use artwork as inspiration, as a reference, you know, without like directly tracing it or something. And so to what extent、
yeah.
is that just, you know, inspiration or reference or just some
well,
sort of an
if,
input, you know?
If you look at the advertisements for this service, Mimic,、
mm-hmm.
it's not really, so inspiration とかのレベルじゃない。もう本当に同じ、全く同じスタイルって感じの違うバリエーションみたいな、うん、だから、うん、まあこれは確かにちょっと、ね、自分の絵でやるのは全く問題ないと思うけど、人のやつでやっちゃうとまあ、うん、やられる側はすごい困るだろうなって、もう明らかにその人の絵みたいな感じになっちゃう、何その元の人の
Just the style, right? Just the style. Like the content is different, right? The subject is different.
Yeah, その例で使ってるのは全部アニメの女の子の顔なのよ。
Are they putting in five from the same artist? Or like how many input
You put images? 30. You put 30. 30? At least 30 from at the least, same artist.
At least yeah. 30. Okay. They have to be yeah. from the same artist. You can't mix it.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I guess you could if you want to. But what they're saying is like you just put, you know, at least 30 images of the same artist and then we will create, you know, something in the same style. Exact same style. And they're pretty good, so...
And what does it create? Like, how do you... Do you just tell it what the what to create? Or
like, how does it come up with the subject? I actually don't know how that works. I don't know. But the all the examples were like, you know, anime no girls. And so you put, you know, 30 kinds of anime girls by the same person. And they will create more girls. You know, different hair, different eye colors, you know, slightly different faces. But basically the same style. You could tell that it was made by this artist.
Right.
You could tell, like, you would think.
I don't know. So. They all look really similar anyways. You know, this happens a lot in music where people make a song. Someone makes a song. Some band makes music that sounds a lot like other music.
Yeah.
It has a similar vibe to other music. And sometimes artists actually copy the exact equipment or they actually sample another song and they use a sample directly from another song. Maybe they change the tempo, they change the pitch or something. They put filters on it, but that is absolutely a natural part of the creative process for musicians to be inspired by music, to sample music, to sort of call back to other sounds and to use nostalgia from past sounds.
Yeah, you know? But and this is completely different, you know.
I don't think it is. That happens with visual art a lot. And
it's, you know, not, it's not sampling. It's you're using only that. Like, you're not mixing any new thing you know, derived from you. You know,
well, we don't know where the content comes from or where the subject comes from in this example. But for things like Dolly, which raised a lot of the same concerns regarding copyright, you know, right. I think it's
well, I think if you see ambiguous. The examples that Mimic was showing, you would understand why everyone was sort of concerned because it's really like it's just the.
It's like it's designed to plagiarize almost.
Play what?
Plagiarize.
Plagiarize. Yeah. So that's the point. I mean, it's called Mimic.
Right.
So.
Have you heard of this? There's like a social media app called Be Real.
No.
So it's like Snapchat or Instagram or whatever, one of these. Except that it randomly prompts you to take a photo at some point during the day. And there's like
今撮れってこと?
Yeah, and there's like a timer. There's like a window. You have to take it within, I don't know, 5 minutes or 10 minutes or something. And then everyone gets that prompt at like the same times during the day.
Okay.
And the idea is like it's kind of like a candid photo because you don't know when you're going to be prompted for it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I guess in that sense it's like Snapchat but on a schedule.
Yeah.
You haven't heard about that?
ボロボロの状態だからだけで今撮んないといけないってこと?
Well, you can skip.
Right, so you just skip until you're ready.
Until it lines up, you're just happen to be perfectly prepared. Maybe.
何の意味があるんだろう?
I don't know, that app...
フィルター禁止とかの方がまだなんかわかる。
But we don't know. We can't know. The filters now, like, you can't know whether there's a filter on or not. Like, you literally can't tell, right? I can't tell.
Yeah, if people are super good looking, you can assume that it's filter.
But what about people that are just super good looking? You know?
Well, there are way too many people that look so good on Instagram. This just can't be real. It's just not true. Just go outside and look around.
I mean, a lot of them are real. But the problem is we can't tell. That doesn't mean that they're all fake. But
most are fake.
I don't know about most. But I have seen the side-by-side, like with the filter and without. And they both look real, you know. They both look like real photos, real people.
Kind of. Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know if that will... That probably won't stick, but I guess we'll see.
I saw the John McAfee documentary.
Is that a Netflix thing?
Yeah, called Running with the Devil.
Hmm. How is it?
I wrote about it on Twitter a little bit, but it was interesting. I mean, you don't really know what's true, what's not, who's lying and who's not. But one thing that's really clear is like, 元からその元々そのドキュメンタリーを撮影してたバイスの人たちがちょっと人たちもそうだしバイスもちょっとポンコツすぎる
、
うん、それにすごいちょっとイライラするけど、
so what, まあ、what
面白い意味でイライラする
What did you find out about John McAfee that you didn't know?
I mean, I hadn't really seen him. So this is a documentary that was filmed while he was on the run. And I had never seen him like on the run.
Yeah.
Like I had seen his interviews and stuff, but not, you know, how he was spending his time while he was on the run and how like crazy he can be and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So
he was posting on message boards about experiments that he was doing in his, I remember I was part of this message board that where someone on the message board that I was on had discovered or suspected that McAfee was the poster behind this user on this other message board and posted a link, and people started going and investigating his post history and trying to figure out, is this in fact John McAfee? And to me, it seemed like it was. John McAfee.
Was he talking about McAfee, or what was this guy talking about?
This was John McAfee.
Talking about John McAfee?
No. Talking about his experiments.
On
he had a chemistry lab in his home, assuming that this poster was, in fact, John McAfee.
Okay.
Yeah, so I remember following all of that while he was doing this crazy stuff. And Yeah, he had a laboratory, and he was like making variants of a certain, some kind of stimulant drug, and he was documenting how it affected his like sexual performance and all this stuff. And he was,
oh God,
he was living with a much younger woman,
teenager. Yeah.
And I guess the story is that his neighbor killed his dog, and so he killed his neighbor, and you know, things kind of got out of control. But
そう、なんかね、別に見たところで何もすっきりはしないっていうか、
<Okay.
笑>ああ、そうだったんだってはなんないし、なんていうんだろうな、ところどころ、あ、もしかして彼も本当のことを言ってた部分があるのかな、いや、でもな、みたいな。でも、じゃあこれおかしいもんな、みたいなのが続きつつ、基本はだから私が彼が言ってることを信じるのがなかなか難しいんだけど、でもじゃあなんで亡くなったのかな、とか。
Didn't he have a dead man switch?
What?
Didn't he have a dead man switch?
Dead Man Switch.
Yeah, where McAfee had a thing that would be triggered if he was killed. As a deterrent against anyone killing him.
I mean, as widely known, he was telling people that he would never kill himself, right? But allegedly he killed himself in prison or whatever. And
do you believe that?
I don't know. I mean, it did seem like he's not the type to kill himself, but then
he wasn't.
You never know. And maybe he was killed, but it's really hard to tell what actually was happening. And
he ran for president. Do you remember that?
Yeah, and it's like the guy who was filming is like definitely not neutral. I think it's hard to stay neutral when you're spending so much time with someone, and that someone is like kind of nice and whatever. なんか一個すごい不思議だったのは、だからそのバイスのせいで隠れてる場所がバレちゃうわけじゃん。まあ、これ有名な話だけどさ、その写真を撮ってバイスの人とそのマカフィーで写真を撮ってそれを記事にアップしたときにジオタグがついてて、あの普通にどこにいるかバレちゃったみたいな。でその時の様子をずっとフィルムしてるわけ。あの記事が出ました、はいジオタグついてました、場所がバレてしまいましたみたいな。それまでさめちゃくちゃパラノイドみたいな感じで、もうあもう誰か来るから早く次のとこ行かないと、次のとこ行かないとみたいな。でホテル着いた瞬間にあもう逃げないとみたいな感じで過ごしてるのに、そんなさ、ジオタグで場所がバレちゃいましたってなったら、私の最初の期待というかさ反応として、わあもうバイスのこの人たち殺されんじゃないのみたいな、マカフィーに殺されるんじゃないのこの場でって思うんだけど、なぜかそこに対してすごい寛容っていうか、まあ it's okay みたいな、なんか別にぶち切れない。
Well, it probably got him killed. It probably got him killed, like, legitimately.
They could have got him killed. だから like if everything he was saying was true, I feel like I would be super furious and I would just, you know, tell the vice guys toJust fuck off and leave me alone. But they keep traveling together. And なんかそれがすごい不思議というか、なんで怒んないんだろう、なんでここで逆に優しい意味がわからないとか、ちょっと謎が多かった。
McAfee. Yeah. I don't know. It feels like forever ago.
Yeah.いや結構 forever ago だよね、だって、そのベイリーズの事件あった時はすごいヘッドラインになってたけど、でもその時はちゃんと詳しく読んでなかったからよく分かってなかったけど。
Oh, the SLS launch was scrubbed.
Oh, right. When is it again? 次。
They're going to try again on Friday, but they have multiple issues they're working on. And there's some interplay between these issues. But right now, I guess one of the four RS-25 engines has this hydrogen bleed line issue. So the hydrogen needs to be circulated through theengine to cool it down, and so they were monitoring the temperature of the engines and it was not within the nominal range, and so there was an issue there. But they also had a hydrogen leak at the quick disconnect, so they had to change the pressure level that they were fueling at. And you know, there were like, I think there were maybe two or three lingering issues. They sort of resolved the leak, but that will need to be redesigned in the future, I think.
Okay.
But hydrogen is like a super pernicious, very, very, very small molecule. So, and it's also, it ignites at very low energy, So it was totally possible, as far as I know, that the SLS could have just exploded right there.
Right.
If you have a hydrogen leak, it's like... If you have a decent sized hydrogen leak, it's almost just a matter of time before it just explodes. So, I don't know. It's kind of scary that they're going to put human beings on it on the second launch.
Yeah.
Considering.
So
hopefully they get all that sorted. But apparently they will be trying again on Friday. So.
Okay. OK、so、文字起こしのテキストと各エピソードごとの宿題などいろんな、機能がついているバイリンガルニュース公式アプリぜひ皆さん使ってみてください。文字起こしのテキスト多分同時リリースしていると思うのでどこが聞き取れたかなとか分からない単語とかあったらぜひ使ってみてください。月額240円でエッセイと文字起こし全部読み放題、あと宿題プランは月額360円、 iOS 版があります。あの文字起こしは Android でも使えるのでやってみてください。バイリンガルニュース .jp ストアは、暗闇で光る猫星人ステッカー新しく追加しています。あの早速 MacBook に貼ってくれた人いたけど本当にありがとうございます。めっちゃ可愛い。
I realize that the Apple logo on some MacBooks is actually larger.And so the leaf will just completely stick out past the sticker itself.
Yeah, kawaii じゃん.
And even on mine, the leaf part sticks out like a little bit.
A little bit.
I don't know. I think you can get it completely under the sticker, but it's kind of giri giri. So you have to be very precise.
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram やってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
以上です。
Bye.
Bye.